Good morning and welcome to Inside Agriculture. I'm Mick Kerr. Monday, Thanksgiving week. More than 180 Democratic lawmakers urged House Ag Committee leaders to reject legislation that would override state-level animal welfare laws like California's Prop 12 in the upcoming Farm Bill. Lawmakers argued that H.R. 4673 would strip states of the ability to set ag and animal welfare rules. The letter stated that consumer demand and industry investment have pushed 15 states to adopt higher animal welfare standards and that many pork and egg producers have made significant upgrades to move away from crates and cages. In the letter, led by Representatives Latifah Simon of California, Jim Costa of California, and Jim McGovern of Massachusetts, the group voiced opposition to the legislation opposing Prop 12, claiming it would undermine standards approved by voters and upheld by courts. Talks on the legislation expected to continue as Farm Bill negotiations progress. Hormel is restructuring, is expected to result in a reduction of 250 corporate and sales positions. Jeff Ettinger, Interim Chief Executive Officer at Hormel, says our focus is on providing support and resources to those impacted as they transition from the company. One of the nation's largest meat packing companies, Tyson, planning to close a large beef plant in Lexington, Nebraska, at a time when a cattle shortage in the U.S. squeezes meat packing companies. Tyson has lost more than $425 million on the beef sector of their company this year, despite near record high prices. President Trump last Thursday lifted the 40% tariffs he imposed in July on Brazilian food imports. That reverses a policy that had raised U.S. consumer costs and strained ag markets. The move removes duties on Brazilian beef, coffee, cocoa, and fruit beginning November 13th and may trigger refunds for tariffs already paid, according to a White House order. The rollback follows similar action last week, easing food tariffs from other countries as the administration reassesses trade measures that contributed to higher grocery prices. China placed its largest order of U.S. soybeans in 2 years. Last week, USDA announced the sale of 792,000 metric tons of soybeans to China. Todd Main, Director of Market Development at the Illinois Soybean Association, told Fortune magazine, "We want to trust what we've heard." Main says, "We are concerned about the volatility in the trade relationships. It's hard for people to make plans, whether that's farmer planning for next year's crop or buyers that are planning to make big investments in equipment or facilities where there's lots of instability." This is Inside Agriculture, back with the markets right after this.